The Russian Katka for the Tom. You meet the sons of the son and their brothers, but the brothers don't have to not an Aninus. So the Tim is a Chiddush Neira. He says, no. I mean, the Tom is only referring to the specific case of Achosto Hanetsua. As you mentioned already before, Achosto Hanetsua is no Tuma Midda Oraisa, Issa Doraisa for the country of the Tom. The Pashas in the Gemara of Kofman Bays, there should be no Avelis Doraisa, the Rambam notwithstanding. And therefore, it's only in the case of Achos and Nesua, that at a time of his special din, that since he was in another town, that there was no anima. So Chiddush is in the Shiltas, Kuf Gimel, Sivkotin, Tes, Zayin. The Tah is in Orach Chaim, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sivkotin Aleph, is a Chiddush Nifla. He suggests that the whole to do with Rabbi Natan against the Rosh is simply boiled down to the 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Rosh is boiled down to the 2 days. What's the reason for the Easter of Onein B'mitzvot and B'bos V'yayin? Remember, Tosfos and Brachos puts the two together. They start talking about mitzvot and they throw in Nisa B'bos V'yayin. Obviously, they say Seres Haba HaTalia. So the Rabbi says the Natan is a double process. Doesn't only mean case of a brother with a husband with an in-town with an out-of-town with a, it's all boils down to one thing. In effect, because of these circumstances, it's yesh l'mishu yisa matol. And the Rabbi Natan holds that yesh l'mishu yisa matol, there's no din of aninus. He passed like that day in Yerushalmi. And the Rosh holds the other way around. Kvod HaShemet. That's what says in the Tzar, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. However, it's very difficult. This would only seem to work if you assume, as some do, that the shadow of the 2 days in Yerushalmi is either you're utter, because the photos are made, or you are in effect chayim. Because after all, at a time, people say, Pashtus, that is Mutter and Batsar, Yayim, the chayim, the mitzvahs. But according to what we explained yesterday, the day before, that Tati is certainly off, because of the Yerushalmi of Yom HaShatan Oskin the Mason, and all the Tzvar of Tzedah the Mitzvah. So therefore, if you learn that you're certainly going to be Pater, because of, even according to the other day in Yerushalmi, you cannot possibly tie the Machlok with the Rosh and Rabbein Natan, because according to Rabbein Natan, you're going to be Chayiv and Mitzvahs in with the 2 days in Yerushalmi, as to whether or not you are, whether it's photos remains or whether you saw Maso. It's only the Rosh. The Rajas, by now, as most of you saw by now, and they thank God the new, beautiful, tight Mount of Karmis, the Rajas seems to say exactly this. The Rajas seems to say exactly what the Taz says. That the Rabbi Natan is saying special, just the 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Okay? This is the Shita Sarajva. But the Rov HaPoskim are clearly against the Rajas. The Rov HaPoskim assume that you don't split and say Mutter B'Bus of the Yayin and still put them in our midst. That's the Rajas. Kiddush, that's his own idiosyncratic sheep that no one else holds that way, the Pashtus. At least the Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like the Rajva. And therefore, the Lamaisis, we follow the sheep of the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz's shot becomes impossible. Impossible. Moreover, so what are you giving a case of a husband with a brother within town? Just say Pashtus. That's how you talk in Greek. You want to say we pass, you say Masod, you give a case with a brother, then they're in. Just say straight. It doesn't have to be a brother or a sister, it could be a cousin, it could be a stranger, it could be anybody who's no son at all. But this is, if Taz is tried, it's quite unlikely. Interestingly, what I asked you to see the Prima Garden, which for those who maybe didn't see, it's a super commentary on the Taz. And the Malan Avram and Al-Kham. There's the Mishmas Ozov on the Taz and the Eish Levram on the Malan Avram, as opposed to the Eish Levram Buchach, different state, which is on the Malan later on, which we'll get to next week sometime. On that Taz, the Prima Zadim says that the Taz must have learned Pshat and Kvodo Shomeis like the Levush. He quotes the language of the Levush, which I found out that Mr. Brewer quotes in, as well in Simon Ayin Aleph. The idea, Shelo Yomu Meis Bekalvi Eino Veino Chored Oni Soso Veino Nival. So that's the case, Rabotai. You're an Onen Be'ir Acheret. Medina. Right? According to the Rosh. It's not a matter of a low plug. It is actually Medina. Oh, but the Rosh, this is what we spoke about the Tani yesterday, the Rosh didn't hold for the Kvod HaShemesh of the Levush. The rush on Kvod Hashem Eis Meiv is so preoccupied taking care of the needs of the Meiv. Oh. The Prima Gadim says that there was according to Shitas a rush, but he argues in Rabbeinu Tan, you know why he argues? Because of a low plug. Because of a low plug. That's why he argues. But if not for the low plug, the rush would concede that Rabbeinu Tan would be right. Now, we had a discussion yesterday, and I asked the Shaila, and I got a tshuva, as to whether the low plug of the rush is limited to the case of the Rabbeinu Tan being out of town, or includes even the wedding of Rabbeinu Tan is in town. So let's look at the lush of the rush to see. Yesterday we just told the parish about Peh. Now the Shaila Meshav has said his piece. Let's see if he's right or wrong. Okay, about sides. Simon, what? Nun. Hey, correct? Simon, Nun, Hey. Simon Nun Hey. Okay, so what does it say there? Look and ever look inside, see what it says. Lou, what do you think? Who's right? Are you right or not? Lou, what does it say? Let's see what it says carefully. Tells a story. Okay. Rush says that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Can't be. Every brother and every son is impossible. Elevada, the last line. Lo plug Rabbona. Elekola misavle misonanim. Vekulan kru and mutal alav vekovro. Vafilu en over here. Slovin and mutal lefona. Now he has died. It's mukhruch mamish that Tani is correct. Mamish mukhruch. Because it's vafilu is a vafilu. Right? That means even if it's Be'ir, he still come out of a low plug. No, if I thought it's foolish in the rush, the Tani is correct. Why am I being so belaboring the point so much? What's wrong? Avada is right. You have the Mahara and the Shaul and Eshiv. Avada is right. The Tzaddik had this gewaldige sefer. It's such a beautiful sefer. The Divrei Sofim, I say, it's Namisha, it's an encyclopedia. Mwah! 99.9% right. But over here, you start up with Tani. I think he's wrong. Now, what can I do? I have to defend my people. Here he writes, and he has in the Birur Halacha at the bottom, Dibramat Levafilu, he says the other way, that he says it based upon the rush. As he thinks that it's Mukhuk in the rush, it's Mavur in the rush, that in the Osair, it's us the Mishum Kvodo Shomate. And you only need the low plug. In the case in which it is ain over here. Okay? Let's see if I can find the exact line that I'm making reference to. You know, he has Zebra Masses that goes to span pages. Here we go. Pineach Sharosh Ose Akshu Biracher. The Kalmakam of Vua Bidvaro. She ain't demi also time, she also also here. To be also here, Kostav. She also mission Kvodo. Who Biracher is Kostav at time, Mishum Lo Plug. I don't know, what's Kostav? Do you see anywhere? I don't know. On the left, he maybe had, I thought he had a letter missing. You don't have the Vav. I thought if he's missing the Vav of Vafilu with Afilu, then it would stand it says Kosa. But the way we have the Girsa, I don't know if it's Kosa Faker. So I'm just giving to you, within the Dibra Maskel of Afilu, this is a sub Dibra Maskel of Vahine on page I and Vav. I think he's wrong, and Tani is correct. Forgive me if my prejudice is showing, but I think that's why I was teasing an answer of you yesterday. I wanted someone to say this way. So I should be the only one that's fighting with this wonderful face. That's two against one. I feel a little bit better. All right. Good. Now, once we're on the topic, here in this, in his Sefer Divrei, you know, the Sefer Divrei Sof from Chav Beis, he quotes the Rosh the way I quoted it. Because of a Rosh, yes, Amrim, the Afil of the Tam Hasheni, and Yishalmi, who potter, El Asherashus, Biyodol Ahachmi. That's the way I left Shad in the Rosh. I said, certainly, a potter. The whole Machlok today is in Yishalmi, is whether it's Asher or not. So on the bottom, in Os Reish, beautiful Sefer, he has the Kasha, which the Chazon Ish has, about Tanya potter Mitzia Shofer. And that basically tries to retract and say, no, it's either either it is also to zumitzus or kaya to zumitzus. But the way we based on what we explained Barichas yesterday and there before, that's incorrect. And the Pasha says his first Muskovishan is right. But the Rosh seems to be saying, despite the way that the Yerushalmi, that's either Osir or not Osir, but it certainly would be Potter, at least be most Hachol. Good. Now, Rabotai, there is a Bach. The Bach tries to defend Rabbi Natan by minimizing what Rabbi Natan says. You know, the best way to defend somebody is by minimizing his position. Though, of course, Rabbi Natan only meant it if it's chutz la'ir, and only if it's the title is the Tevusa. In the town itself, there's a relative, which the relative is taken care. And the Bach says it's nothing to do with Kvodo Shameis Nisim Asar. He goes against the son-in-law, as we often find the Shver and the Edom argue. And I think the Bach 100% right, as he said before, the Taz is Shver. No, the Bach is this Shver, but here the Taz is Shver. And the Bach is correct, you think, that the that is this has nothing to do with those two Lashonis, this Machlokes. Oh, but here's what the Bach is. One thing I'm not sure is right. See, it seems to me that the Bizoyan of Kvod Shameis is somewhat contextual. In other words, we say, what's a Bizoyan? Well, someone else is doing it. That group is a Bizoyan. How come you're not doing it? So Rabbi Natan said, how come I'm not doing it? I'm so far away, and my brother-in-law, her husband, is taking care. It's not a Bizoyan if I stay in my hometown. The Bach writes, who was the Nami Faket? What would happen if some woman would pass away, and her brother is in town, and her husband's out of town? Says the Bach. So Ben Thomas said exactly the same thing. That her brother will take care, and the husband is not an Aninus because that's why he's out of town. L'Aninus died to Yesh L'Chalek Tuva. I'll explain the difference. Because if the husband is the closest of kin who's in town, and the brother's out of town, and the brother sits still and doesn't take care, that's not a bizarre amazing. The husband takes care, and I'm out of town. But the other way around, what? The husband will sit there and let the brother take care. Chas v'sholem. That's a bizarre for the Kavod Amesa. He, the husband, is staying in his hometown. But he's never lost his wife. Well, let a brother take care of her. That sounds like a marriage that's not very, now it's terminated. We won't discuss it, but it probably wasn't that great to begin with. That's a bizarre amaze. What's going on over here? So I don't think you have the automatic, the opposite, which the Bach claims. I don't think it's necessarily the case. Oh, so look at this. The Bir Halacha has a Gemalik Akasha. He said, look, if the Rosh is based upon low plug, he has a kasha against the Taz. The Taz says that the Shaila of the Rosh against Rabbeinu Tam is based upon the two Lashonos and the Yerushalmi. Correct the Bir Halacha. Why? Lo plug. I can say lo plug according to this Lashon and Yerushalmi. I can say lo plug according to the other Lashon and Yerushalmi. What's the go with lo plug? It's not that you're getting an intrinsic case. Why is it not even? It's a lo plug. So can you say lo plug according to one day in the Shalmi, lo plug according to another day in the Shalmi? That's his kasha. Yeah, it's really very, very terrible. The answer is that Taz is not right. The answer is that if you see from the very fact that you, based upon a low plug indicator, there's nothing to do with the two Lashonos and the Yerushalmi, but rather, the Bach is right. The Bach is right. Now, this Sefer Bialach is partial to the Taz, because he thinks, as I mentioned to you before, that according to one Lashon and the Yerushalmi, a chayv in it. That makes the Taz and Sheet tenable at least. Right? But according to the way he started out, the Rosh said, that according to both Lashonos and Yerushalmi, your potter, that's not a, again, he's assuming according to one Lashon and Yerushalmi, you'd be chayv in it. According to what we said before, according to everybody, your potter, that makes the Taz and Sheet untenable, and especially since the Rosh himself is the one who said it, the feed of art, he himself admitted it, he quoted a Rosh. I call you Kotzav a Rosh, Yer Shomer. This is in Sivkot and Chavei. So once you consider the Rosh said that, you know, he may argue personally, You can't bring the machlokes with the Rosh Hashanah in the Tam with the two Lashonos in the Yerushalmi. It doesn't fit. So therefore, we're again concluding that the against the Tzad, rather like the Bach. Now I want to talk about modern Shailos. So now we're discussing classical Shailos, not modern Shailos, and we'll see it's going to be not going to finish it today. It's going to come up again and again, this issue. It starts with a parenthetical remark on this Gevaldig Sefer, Divrei Sofer. As in the middle of this lengthy discussion in the Biur Halacha, something in brackets and parentheses. Such a very remarkable parentheses. It's found a few places. And I think it's extremely relevant. Extremely relevant. The assumption of the entire Shaila of the Rosh Hashanah Ben Tam is that if you're out of town, you can't do anything to help the man, which is certainly was true in those days. The same page I involve, Tzorech Yin Bizmanenu, She'ev Shalasayeya B'Tzorech Kvura Derech HaTelephone, L'Tizeh Gan B'Ir Acheres Havi Onon As below time the low flug. He's gone with his low flug business already. So this afkamina is non-existent. We said it's low flug all the time. But the principle is very significant, extremely significant. And this is even not even Lemaisa, not because of low plug, but not because of low plug. But I'll give you a very practical case, Lemaisa. Even according to those poskim who hold against them in a time. It's all. This is an Afkamina literature, it's much more Lemaisa. What happens in a case, Rabbi Osai, which a person gets a telegraph, you know, that they talk about in those days. Nebuchadnezzar, a relative, died hundreds of miles away. And that's it. You take it a week to get there. You don't have to go. In those days, they didn't have 747s. You got across Europe, from one Eastern Europe to Western Europe. Telegraphs started to work, you know, at the end of the 19th century. So in 2 seconds, it went from, you know, hundreds of miles. But to get across hundreds of miles from backward Ukraine to somewhere in Western Europe, you couldn't move. So what's the din? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? What's the din? So the big machlokes of Rishon HaAchron and what to do in that kind of a case. Big machlokes. What's your status if you don't plan to go to the burial? So the Halakha and the Tziv, Paskin, the Meshav Dover, we have it, I have a copy on my table. The Meshav Dover Chel is based, Sim and I are based on the Ma'am HaKermit. And the Tziv says, Nayu and Aninus, and the Avelis does not begin until the time of the Kavura. You'll get a cable. Tomorrow, the Kavura is, the burial will be at such and such a time. That's when the Avelis begins. It's against the Mefurish, the Gemara, Chavdeit, the Sheyach, Ziru, Peneim. Right? Mefurish. You don't have to be there by the only Kavura proper for Avelis. Right? You went along and you turned your back. And says the Nesiv, no! There, you will allow the Nesiv to a certain point. It's like today. You went to the airport. You went to Kennedy Airport. Right? You're a relative of the Nifty. You go to Kennedy Airport. One son goes along, and the three other sons stay behind. So those who travel went to the airport. And then they tearfully bid farewell to the Nifty. And they go back home, and they turn their back when they're like, oh, we have been there. Should never have to be there. They have this cargo section, and then they bring that metal grate, that metal door comes down, boom, like such a finality. You know, that's it, and then take the, but that's it, that's your plan. They can't, there's nothing to do anymore. They go back home, they're crying. So at that point in time, their Avelis begins. We'll discuss later in the, I guess, in the Sugyas, what about the one who went along comes back? That's complicated. But there they were malava, they made somebody, they did something. So then we say, oh, they did something, so Avelis starts early. But if they did nothing, they got a cable. Hundreds of miles away, the Nebuchadnezzar relative passed away. So they didn't do anything. If they didn't do anything, you can't say, oh, they were misasik with the mace, and now let the Avelis begin. No, they didn't do anything. If they didn't do anything, says the Halakha and Tziv, the Avelis doesn't begin. You're rather in a state of aninus, and well, you'll be an Avelis when you find out that the burial, or you'll be Mishar, that the burial took place. Yes. That's doing something. What do you mean? Why? The malava is on the mace. How loyal is on the mace? It's a tremendous mitzvah.
Well, why does that dictate that
the Avelis is going to start? You want to argue the Nesiv? Nachum al Ashver. So the Tzibah is Ashver, and he had a son-in-law. The son-in-law was a Befal Shapiro, the famous Befal Shapiro, father-in-law of Chaim Rivka. This was a man, the Torah's Befal. He passed it against Shalom Aleichem. He passed it against the Shver. He passed in that the Avelus begins immediately. The story is told, I think the story is even printed in the Sefer Chaim, and I think this part, I'm not sure, but I know the story from the Beis Harav. The Nebuch, when the Nitzim was Nifter, I think it was Nifter, you know the whole story, they closed the Lashon Yeshiva, but the Nitzim was Nifter, I think it was in Warsaw, if I'm not mistaken. I think my ass mixing up. Wherever he was, I forgot, maybe it was in Warsaw. And his daughter and son-in-law, Rabbi Foyle, were far away. And they sent the cable. Nebuch said, a bereaved daughter and son-in-law, that Nebuch was the Nitzim was Nifter. And here's his daughter, what's she going to do now? According to her father, she's an Anina. According to her husband, she's an Avela. Well, you have a Kabbalah, what she did? Yeah. She went to her husband?
No,
husband's still alive. Oh, okay. It's always great to see a husband, especially if he's, you know, he's doing false up here. Good. That's probably what happened. You'll check up with the family sources what exactly happened. And that's how I was told. It came up with a lot of the mice that it's not like between the Shver and the Eid, and it really happened. Historically, let's go on. So the Chora, we can say as follows: that when the Tzim says that the person is in the state of Aninus until the time of the burial, then the Tzim only said it in his day when the person got the telegram didn't do anything. But b'zman hazeh, you don't get telegrams, you get telephone. When you get a telephone that tells you that never someone passed away, you don't just sit on your hands and do nothing. What do? You know what you do. You pick up the phone, call this one. And then there's been in a place where never for someone passed away, and they're making all you do is phone. So what do you say this phone? You're going, it's all phone. So who's going to say a husband, and who's going to be the burial, who's going to pay the money, and who's going to arrange this and that. So therefore there is this askus, even if you're so far away. So therefore the Nitziv presumably would concede that once this askus ends, that the Aninus ends. Right? Because you did what you did, now you're all that's it. No more phone. Let's go further than that. Yes. I don't know if that's so. Let's say for argument's sake, someone's in Eretz Yisrael and someone's in America. Just for argument's sake. And let's say the Kavura will be, everything is happening in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in America. So after a certain point in time, there's just nothing to do, because they already arranged, you already arranged the Makam HaKavura, you already arranged who's going to say that stays, and you already arranged, and the Leviathan falls, I don't know, for the next day or for 2 hours later, just nothing, you can't do it anymore, you called everyone you have to call, it is, nothing more. Yeah. Perhaps. You can't get there. It's California. The sea, the shining sea. It's a big country. Huh? No. We'll see later. But you're going to go to Lamaya. It's a different story. So it's in one uninterrupted view, any of his tasks, as opposed to the case in which you don't plan to go as far away. Oh. Now, interesting. The Marasham and Rabbi Paul Shapiro said you got a telegram, it's available immediately. I claim that they wouldn't say that anymore. Why? Because that was when you got a telegram, nothing to do about it. But it's not as that you got a telegram, you got a telephone call rather. Phones, so even the Marasham and the Rav Sol Shapiro would agree that calls man, you're making all these so many phone calls that you'd be in Aninus. So I'm now being mamayat the machlokas significantly. Namely, as long as the calls are being made back and forth, then everyone agrees that there is aninus. The only machlokes which is left is, when does the avelus begin? According to the Tziv, it does not begin until the time of the Kavura. And according to... I take that back. The Tziv might also agree. Everyone might... It could be Batal machlokes. Everyone might agree in this case where there was his askus, and his askus is concluded, that the avelus begins as soon as his askus ends. Could be the whole machlekes, but the man is there. Everyone talks to famous machlekes with the tzir, with the Rav Shapiro. Could be there's no machlekes. But nowadays, that even if you're far away, you can be misasek, everything has to agree. So why are they misasek yamadina? The person is busy in the top of the Torah Yameis. That's clear. The question is only, what about when the avelus begins? So the false Shapiro will certainly say that the avelus begins in Masham. As you finish the Adaskus, the avelus begins, that's for sure. What will the Nitziv say? That's a big question. What will the Nitziv say? What will the Nitziv say? So, it's not completely clear what he would say. Let's assume for the moment you didn't see the Meshav Dov yet, so it's hard to go into all the details of what he, the whole very big chiddushik of Shas in the Sugya and Daf Kav Beis, very big chiddush in the Rambam. Let's hold off a little bit about on this Nakuda. It's possible there's no machlekes in Rabbi Zana's there. It's possible there is a machlekes, namely, after the finished the telephone calls before the Kavura, could be a quantity of a false Shapiro, and you are certainly in Avelis. And according to the Nitziv, neither here nor there. We already mentioned about possibly neither here nor there, the halacha that we follow the shita of the Elisir Abonin for sure. They even according to the Rambam, we'll see, instead of the Chiddush and Rambam, I can't get, I don't want to jump ahead of myself. We'll have to discuss it a little bit later, sometime next week. Okay, but the possibility exists, the remarkable possibility. So even though we're not like the Rambam, that the sermon of Elis applied during the time of Aninus, nonetheless, the possibility exists that you have a break. You finish the tzipul b'meis. Okay? So now you took care of all that. So your aninus is over. The avelus didn't begin yet. Quick! Get it. Go take a shave. Go take a shower. Because you have this. You have a few hours of leeway when you have a break in between. That possibility exists. And I'm not saying it for sure, but at least it's a possibility because the old avelus is the rabban. Okay. Let's discuss now, Rabotai, the various riots back and forth on this issue. So, there are two riots that avails does not begin if you're far away. And you don't plan to go and you can't do anything. Again, it's before telephone. One riot from the Rosh. The Rosh arguing Rabbi Natan in this very case. We pass like the Rosh. This is the case. Right, what's the difference? They tell Rabbi Natan far away, says your sister died. And Rabbi Natan says, there's no din of aninus. And the Rosh said, you're wrong. Lo plug, you have aninus anyway. This is mamash the case. No. What is a machlekes in the 19th century? So many machlekes we shun him because of Rabbi Natan and the Rosh. We pass like the Rosh in this very case. And therefore, there seems to be no doubt about it that there'll be a halacha of aninus in such a circumstance. That's raya number one. Raya number two is the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shimon Aleph, Siv Dalas. Give a look for a minute. Siv Dalas. We saw part of it yesterday. Misha made Tzitzisa. Lonita Nakura. Lochala Lakrova Manina. Someone's never died in jail. They wanted to buy the house. We spoke about that yesterday. But it's Gamma Velas. Okay? There's neither here nor there. But look at the next one. We didn't discuss it yesterday. V'chein. In Krove Ames Tzitzisa. Not that the person who died is in jail. The relative is in jail. Ein Aninus Chal Aleihem. Aninus does not take effect upon them. What do you mean Ein Aninus? What kind of language? Ein Aninus Chal Aleihem. What about Avelus? What do you say? Is there avelus or no avelus? No, Rabbi Sa. No? What do you say? Is there avelus? Read again. Misha meis betzvisa lo nidon lekvura lo chal ala kovam aninus v'gam avelus lo chal aleihem v'chein. What does v'chein mean? Similarly, In Skol, we are made for Tfisa, Eina, Nimus, Chalaleim, and as the Mephoshim points out, based on presumably upon the Vachain, there's no Avelus. Who says so? The Derech HaChayim. Quoting on Divrei Sof from Ayin Gimel. No, if that's the case, they're both saying, Mephoshim. You have neither Avelus nor Aninus. This is exactly the same kind of a case. Right? Whether if you're in jail, you're a brother. You're in jail, well, you're in jail because you're 20 miles away and you can't get there because there are no planes and no trains and no horses, nothing. You're also in jail. Kibayachal, jail. I haven't discussed it yet because it's not politically correct and I'm going to disagree with the conclusions, but the Divrei Sofrim has a discussion about a woman who's married. One of the Ramban, the Namakomis, and I maybe should say now the tape is turning over. He has an expression, a woman who's married is in jail. Sure, he's there. I mean, I don't quite use that language. It's like I said, a new selection. She's simply unable to take care because she's busy taking care of her husband and family. So, yeah, let's put that aside. But we'll start the next week. But here we suggest that this is considered like the same as jail. Either you're literally in jail, or you're in a situation in which you simply can't get there, so you can't get there. Yes, Mom. That's a pretty sharp diuk, but it would be strange that the v'chein, because the first thing he says the pharish is neither nor, and the third thing also neither nor, and in the middle says v'chein. So I mean, up to the ruchla, he's going to say it every time the same thing. That's what I would respond. But maybe you have a point. Maybe someone argues in the Derech HaKayim. He quotes over here, Derech HaKayim. He doesn't quote anybody to argue. It's a pretty big encyclopedia. So if someone would argue, he would know about it, he would have quoted it. You argue, sure? Yeah. Yeah. I agree. But nonetheless, look, the Derech HaKayim said it. No one, so far that we have no one in print who argues. And I'm going to assume it's so. Yes? No, he's in jail. No, the plans are proceeding apace. He's in jail. He has three other brothers who take care of everything. On both sides. How do you have these riots? So in the Biur HaLocha, he gets out like this. The first raya he gets out of, and only one way out, to learn pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, not the conventional way. There's an alternate pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Not you saw the Imam HaKamas. What the story was. What exactly was the story with Rabbeinu Tam? What happened? We all know what happened. We think we know what happened. Rabbeinu Tam is in City A. His sister passes away in City B, and there her husband lives in City B. Everything's happening in City B, the B for burial. So it says burial is where the burial will be in City B. Rabbeinu Tam is in City A, and he's not going anywhere. That's the Pasuk Shah, no? That's exactly this case. Oh. But Rabbeinu Yonah has a different version. Not a different story, that's amazing. Called Sir Rabbeinu Yaakov, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Same story, but a different version of the story. I mean, a completely different version. What is the version of the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Tzach Tebracha, the one that I asked you to look at? This is about well, he puts it slightly differently. Rabbeinu Tam had in mind to go to Ayuk Shaddai to Lelech Leolso Ha'ir Vudachuk Ma'od. But Rabbeinu Yonah has a different version. What is his version? What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? That the Kvura was in City A, not in City B. Rabbeinu Tam was in City A, his sister and brother-in-law are in City B, and the Kvura is in City A. You have Rabbeinu Yonah? Want to read it to me? I just want to have my Gemara Bracha here. I left it on my desk. What did you say? Ah, that's exactly so. They told him that your sister died down in the next city, and they bring her back to where you are. So in that case, Rabbi, even in that case, Rabbi Natan said, there's no Anidus. And that's where the Rosh argued against him. But in the case that we call Rabbi Natan, or we call Rabbi Natan, where you're not going anywhere, the Rosh would agree that there's no Anidus and in that kind of a circumstance. A bit of a dochak, because after all the other poskim are against the Rabbi Yonah's version. That's not their version of what Rabbi Natan, what really happened in the story of Maaser Rabbi Natan. What about the second raya? The quality of the Chelkas Yaakov, that's the Rav of Tzirich, Chron Levrach, who said that, you know what? The reason why there's no Avelus in the case where the person is in jail is in the same city. We have in Simon Shin Ayin Hay, the one I asked you to see, but if you're in the same city and the base is being buried around the corner, so you don't start the Avelus right away. Only if the mace is being taken to a base olam far away. If you saw that, if you saw the Marma Kamas, the Ramban, one of the Rambans has that, and it's in Simon Shin Ayin Hay in Siv Beis, and the Shach asked him if he's a cousin. Allah quotes the Ramban. I, the Machabas, argues in Siman Shin Tzadi Tes Sif Yudalit. That's the case of Erev Yontov, at the last minute, they're trying to do a Kfuah so that the Shiva, we'll learn later, if the Shiva begins a minute before Yontov, it's knocked off. But otherwise, it's after the Shiva after Yontov. It's a very difficult circumstance. So they're racing the clock, and they give it to the Goyim. The whole story. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in Yontif, an Erev Yontif is somehow different. Why is it different? Because you can't go. It's so close to Yontif. So here the Chelkas Yaakov has to do some kind of a tightrope walk over here. It's a tightrope walk. And on the one hand, the reason why the case of jail is different than the case of 200 miles away, because the jail is only 2 miles away. It's right there in town. That's what do you keep in jail? Jail's in town, right? So that's why it's different. Hi, Frank Zakasha. Who cares if it's in town? But in Erev Yontif, even if it's in town, it's the equivalent of out of town. That's what the Dovah Mavav explains in the beginning of Shinai, and how you'll get to it later in the Mamma Kamas. No, it's not quite exactly the same. It's not much a tightrope. Not quite exactly the same, says the Chelkas Yaakov. Why not? Because the Easter of Yontif is Mashiach Dan. But if you're in jail, as someone just said, you'll get out of jail, maybe. You're not going to stop the sun. Shemesh will give him a dome, hasn't happened in a long time. So you can't but you can get out of jail, maybe you can get out of jail. Oh, Shver raised. So the Parshat Pshat of all this is that the Nativ is right. The Shver is right. Well, I'll discuss later, next week, some of the other riots, are back and forth. Maybe we'll discuss some of them now, because once we're on the topic, maybe it pays to involve ourselves some more. Let's discuss in this context exactly when does Avelus begin. We mentioned yesterday the idea of Nimso the Katafim and how the Chochmas Adam was upset. How come people still refrain from doing mitzvahs after they already took care of everything with the Chevra Kadisha? They already made arrangements with the Chevra Kadisha. But once they made it arranged, they should really start, their Anidus is basically over, and they should really start to do mitzvahs. The Pesukei Shuvah quotes this in Siman Shin and Aleph, Sifkotan, Chav Aleph. Says in Oda Yehuda, no, it's different. Because we saw it yesterday, we read it together. That this man has said, the minig is after you arrange the Chevra Kadisha, the Avelim walk together, you malava the mace to the Beis HaKvaros. When you malava the mace to the Beis HaKvaros, it's different. Where do you get it from? You got it from Hagolos Maimini in Perek Dalit Sif Koton Vov. What does Hagolos Maimini say in Perek Dalit Sif Koton Vov? Says, quote, Mitzakulam im holech im ameis pesfina o ba'agola he dame le nimsa le katofin. Hilo. So there's not a Yehudalem shot. He gave us the Katofim. He's going along. And the Shail is at the same status or not. Laniyah's Baitin is status Tamua. Doesn't say he was most of the Katofim and he went along. What's it in? No. Mitzaplan him holechim ames v'tzvino b'agola. He dummy, is it the equivalent of nimsa the katafim olo? And it's, in fact, this kasha is raised not only by me, but it's raised by the Stei Chemez. The Stei Chemez says that in order to do this pshat and the topic of the words, and the words of the topic of the Agolos Ma'ami are very difficult, hard to believe. Moreover, as I mentioned to you already yesterday, the Stei Chemez says, and in Sim Shalom is a topic within the Agolos Ma'ami, how should we machriya the topic? As I mentioned to you before, how you machriya a topic of this type? On the one hand, you have a Sarah of a Bitsa, a Zedah, a Raisa. Oh, now you have an Issa Derabbana. What do you do? Which way should you go? No. Follow the Doraisa. I met that in the context of the two Lashonis to Yerushalmi. Here's what the Stei Chemez is. On this, not a Behuda. A, his Pshat is wrong. And if his Pshat would be right, we should still be Machriya the other way around. And say, a Yechayim and Mitzvah. Those are the kashas of the Stei Chemez. And therefore, if the Stei Chemez is wrong, so now we're in if the Chemed is right and the Behuda is wrong, we're in very deep trouble. So how come it's not there when people on the style of the Chevra Tavisha, they continue to abstain from performing mitzvahs, but according to what we're saying now, the Behuda's shot is wrong, and that goes my meaning, and therefore if you actually have also the Katafim, the Chora, you should have a status of this of the Katafim, which is most of the bus of the island, presumably therefore Chayav of mitzvahs, according to everything except for the Rashba. So how come the Minhag Yisrael, even to this day, is that we don't perform mitzvahs even after the Chevra Kaddish has been called in? That's the kasha. So I'm telling you an answer. The Stei Chemez himself explains that no, you really should start doing mitzvahs as soon as you pay the Chevra Kaddish. So your pay is gone. Now, Bizman Azeh, we live in America. America, the land of credit. People just don't pay the Chevra Kaddisha in advance. It's just not done. So, what happens is you get an outrageous bill, a week later you start screaming, "Gavalt!" Okay. But at least my experience tells me that, as a rule, when there's a Nebuch, a situation of a Levaya, not to go running to the banks to get a certified check or cash, even a plain check. They take care of it in the funeral home. They take care of it in the burial plot. Hey, here's a bill. And if you don't pay, they'll get it. They'll send a collection agency after you. But according to the Stei Chemez, since you haven't paid yet, so therefore you are not in the situation. You're not in the category of the Chokmas Adam, of the giving it over, quote unquote, to the Katan. You got to pay. That's number one. Number two. In the Sefer Matzevus Moshe on the Mount of Carmel, written in memory of his son. The Chokmas Adam writes that it's only true this din that you should lose the status of aninus. It's only true after the grave is already dug out. Why? Since when is digging a grave having relevant to this discussion? So the Divrei Sofim explains beautifully. If you look later on in Simon Tuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, you see that they would be mekonein umaspid until they dug the grave. They didn't have machines. It was in there with shovels. The calls mad at the workers are digging the grave, they were busy being masked. I don't see they're doing nothing. So therefore, Bizman Azera Botai, they were masked by the Levi in the funeral home, there's no question that until you say that Sedim, and that Sedim is still going on, that the status of Aninus continues to exist, even according to the Chochmas Adam. Interestingly, the Chochmas Adam himself is mashma. You don't have to pay the Chevra Kaddisha. You have to make up how much you got to pay. But I'll tell you a secret. Even now they don't have nowadays. They don't need, in order to advance, they don't make up. The bill comes later. Whoa, you ripped me off. But B'Shaifa, they don't dicker usually with every last dollar in advance. So therefore, I'm confident that we have a right to do what we've been doing for all these years, namely that the people who are related don't perform mitzvahs up and until the Kavur, even though we have Chevra Kaddisha nowadays. It's interesting, the Netziv, typical of Netziv Kiddush, when he talks about the din of Mitzarul the Katafim, he calls the Gemara Bava Metziah. It's a left field. Metziah means Miyad Liyad. You have to actually hand it over, the handoff. the Tzeruah L'Katav. Anything less than that is not considered to be in the category of a Mesira. Because we don't have that Mesira as Manazah. I don't know. The Pasha, we don't go that far. We pass any assassins. He's working on the telephone, he said before. Even the different self from himself, admits the halacha, would be considered sufficient assassins. Now let's go back, however, to a discussion of what exactly is the stock in this issue. Because when the hour that you're going to actually accompany the mace, even the Chacham Sodom in his pure case would agree that during those hours of accompaniment, you're going to be put to the call of mitzvah. You're also going to miss the right of mace. Well, you have the full-blown status of Aniyas, which I think you probably would have again, would resume Aniyas Aitim. Or even if not, you're certainly also going to miss them. There's nothing to talk about. So again, the intervening hours is before the Hesped, so there's still the Aniyas. So later on, after the Hesped, it's not much the time of the Havayas and Mesh and Akvura, so you're going to be put straight until the Kvura. Oh, so here I want you to see. So you just give me my tour, if you don't mind. It's number 3 on the pile. That's it. There's a dark emotion, Ha'oruch. It's not my goyness. This is the goyness of the Divrei Sofer. Who looks in the dark emotion, Ha'oruch? For those who don't know, Ramona wrote a lengthy treatise, and he was Oyskechap, by the Beit Yosef, who put out the Sefer just before his, and he felt, what I do, I was all for naught. Because everything I wanted to do was already done better before me, better, bigger, for Rabbi Yosef Karo. But, you know, there's always certain new things. So the Sefer was printed. Then the editors said, "Wait, we crazy? It's identical." So they only printed in the bottom of the tour, in the documentation, what the Beis Yosef did not write. And so it's an edited edition. Whenever you edit things, they're always, anyone ever been an editor of something? When you're editing, it's before, it's after, it's here, it's there. There's always going to be certain things. So they did us a service in the new tour, at least in the big edition. They printed the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch. So on this simon, he quotes Agos Maimini, the Sakula, and he has an extra phrase. V'ayin v'divi Rabbeinu Yonah she'echtol v'samah. So the Rahelig Ramah understood that what this Agos Maimini has something to do with the Rabbeinu Yonah which he writes v'samah. What Rabbeinu Yonah? Here's the problem, the mystery story. He quotes 2 Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's not clear, it's unclear which Rabbeinu Yonah he's talking about. What are the 2 Rabbeinu Yonahs? There are 2 dinners which we all know. You don't have to have Rabbeinu, because we're going to open the Shulchan Aruch. 1 Rabbeinu Yonah. Take a look, you have this Shulchan Aruch. It's good solid. Just give a look, you'll see. There are 2 dinim which are quoted, from one in Gimel, one in Dalet, both from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Both from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see which one he means. It's just a matter of detective work now. Detective work. Open up, please. You have a Shulchan Aruch? Let's take a look together. What is about the 2-day trip? Malkum shenosin hames meir leir. In malkum karavu havikilu mutal lefana. Avol mu malkum rachok gon malach shnei yomim muter ad shavo leir kurasa. Fourth, in the parentheses. What does it say? Rabbeinu Yonah perek mishames. That's one thing of Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by the Darkei Moshe. In Sipkatan Ches. But earlier, in Sipkat Mechaz, he quotes a different Rabbeinu Yonah. What different Rabbeinu Yonah does he quote? He says, Tamo, the lochal aleyam aninos, mishum dekeim ha-shen on trudim binyan kvura, lochashinan sheyis atzlu bekvodo, uve isko. This is in the case of the jail story. The afa pi, shalom is yashim ilavakesh lis pasher, im ha-shilton, Bukhoyom, Afiluhaki ain't a nikwa tirda the chayav the mitzvah. We saw the similar idea in the rush. That's you tried, you can't get the mace out, you're in trouble, you can't get him out. So ain't a nikwa tirda, so therefore you're chayav and mitzvah. That's also a bin that sounds in Shulchan Aruch, correct? Siv Dalit. That's Misha Mace Bitfisa. Well, need them to kvura. What do I mean? You're trying, and you can't do it anymore. Are you still making certain attempts to try to get the mace out of jail? That's not called a tirda, the chayav and the mitzvah. So now the mystery story, the detective story begins on both sides. This is our finale. I hope to finish it. I don't want to leave in the middle of a detective story of the whole Shabbos. I don't lose these, shouldn't lose any sleep. Let's try to complete this episode, if we can, in this mystery series. Okay? What exactly did Rabbi mean when he said those mystery words in Kodem Zion, I am the Divrei Rabbi Elyon? So this, put together by the Divrei, Sotem Divrei Maskel, Mishe Misaruhu. So which one is it? Is it the first din, or is it the second din? If it's the din of no sin, me'ir le'ir, what do you see? That a makom rochol, a two-day trip, so the aninus is suspended. What's the implication of both sides? That in a makom korol, the aninus is maintained throughout. Now here's a case where the person is malava the mace. Where's malava the mace? And Rabbi Kiva Hegel learns shad and shramah. That's referring to a case of misaru lekatofin. It's our case. Misaru lekatofin, and he went along. And what do you see clearly? That only if it's a two-day journey is the anina suspended. But if it's a shorter journey, then even though he went along with the katofin, the anina is maintained. So if the Ramah meant that, if the Rabbi Kivegas shot is right, and the Ramah was referring to this, to what he's, if the Ramah was referring to the Ramah. The Rav was referring in the Tzarek Emos, when he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mappa, in the Agon, Shulchan Aruch, and if the Kivega is right, then it's clear that the nose of Yehuda wins. Right? You go along with the mace, with the katafim, and it's a short journey, and needless is maintained. This is one possibility, and the winner is the nose of Yehuda. His shot is the correct shot, both in the Agos Maimini, and in the Ramah's cryptic Ramah. That's shot number one. However, shot number two, perhaps there are more Ayin, Rabbi Elyon means the other Rabbi Elyon, Meis Petzvisa. Meis Petzvisa is not considered to be in the category of an Onei. Why? Ein am Trudim Bekvura. I, Lenis Gashim, is Lenis Basher, in my Shilton, Ein Zenikwa Tirda. What do you mean, Ein Zenikwa Tirda? There is some Tirda. The answer is only Ma'at Tirda on both sides. It's a little bit of Tirda. And it's a little bit of tirda does not give you the status of an onay. So that could be Sharabot say the other way around. That there are more saying after he quotes this Hagos Maimini. He says, look, I and Rabbeinu Yonah is saying if it's only a little bit of tirda, you're not an onay. Here too, if it's a rule of katafim, they're doing all the hard work. They're just going along. So then perhaps only a little bit of tirda, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah is the other way around. That you're not considered to have the status of an onay. Moreover, the Rabbi Kivegas shot that I mentioned to you before in the Ramah is not universally accepted. Rabbi Kivegas shot in the Ramah in Siv Gimel, they went along with Katafim. There's another sefer called here the Shevet Yehuda, who disagrees and learns shot the Ramah as follows. Makom shenos nameis me'ir le'ir. What does that mean? As we said before from Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam, that the Avelim are in city A, and the mace is coming from city B. So then we say, if it's within a one day's journey, there's aninus right away. Aninus right away. As we said before, the Rov Rishon of against Rabbeinu Tam according to this version. If it's far away, it's 2 days away, 3 days away, not going to be aninus, sitting in city B, aninus for 3 days. That's not. I said a Shevet Yehuda, learned shot in the Ramah. If that's the case for both sides, it has nothing at all to do with the Hagos Maimini, as per the Noda Yehuda's shot within the Hagos Maimini. So therefore, you can't say that's reference to this Ramah. The Ramah could be referring to the Ramah, as we refer to the Mechaber. This is cold language. Ramah is not referring to the image he quoted in the Ramah. Of mace from ear to ear. Rather, he says, the ayin of Rabbeinu Yonah, the other Rabbeinu Yonah, which is quoted in the Mechaber and Sivdalid, the case of what? Of mace for tzvisa, and presumably the Peshaz Ma'at Tirda, you lose the status of aninus. That's a harayah fakeret, so you're not considered an onay in such a circumstance. Now, furthermore, the Noah of Yehuda has a different shot over here. We learn shot with Ma'at Tirda. I read you the lesson of the Rabbeinu Yonah. I read it again. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Quoted by the Dake Moshe Aruch. What did he say? He says, "Apal pishlo nisyashim milavakesh v'spashirim ashilton v'chol yom, apil hachi ein zanikra tirda v'chayav v'mitzvah." Why? So we love pshat. You know why? Because not doing too much. No, that we had a wild shot. No, that's not the reason. The reason it's not considered a tirda? What? No mitzvah forever? It's going to last for years. You try to get the person out of jail, you'll try. You know what? Hey, it's a vacation for mitzvahs. No mitzvahs. No mitzvahs the same because you're busy for years. That's not an ugly shot in the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Wow. Wow. So that has nothing at all to do with the case that we're talking about, of we going along with the katafa, where there is a gvul, there is a boundary, so the kvura. So then, if the Ramon means this then, if the Dr. Moshe has referenced to the din of the Shulchan Aruch of Dalit, is a haraya faker. Only in this case, where there's no limit, then you lose the status of aninus. But in the case where there is a limit, then you would have a status of aninus. Only problem is, that all this is, everything I said until now, the last 10, 15 minutes, is based on a sham. So I'll break it to you. It's all based on the no Yehuda's pshat negos mayrini. But we said before that pshat is probably incorrect. The correct pshat negos mayrini is not that you gave it to Gatofim and you're going along. No, the lashon is not mashma that way at all. Again, what's the lashon one more time of the original negos mayrini? Mitzapkulam. Im holech im ha-meitz v'svina o ba-gola idomir le-nimitz of the katofim ilo. Means you are not most of the katofim. You didn't give it over to the katofim. That's how he doesn't stay chemin on shot. You didn't give it over to the katofim. But what did you do? You're on a wagon. And the Hagos Maravi wants to know. Nimitz of the katofim means I gave it to the katofim. I have nothing to do. Now I did not give it to the katofim. I'm sitting on a wagon, I have nothing to do. What am I going to do? I'm traveling with the maize on a wagon. What am I going to do for the next 2 days? Can't do anything. There's nothing to be done. What I want to know is that the equivalent of Nimsa the Katafa. So therefore, you can no longer limp shot like a Bikivager, and that the subject of that ghost, Maimini, was resolved based upon the Ramor, on the dinner of Ramon of Gimel. That's an, kind of an impossibility, because the shot of any other was wrong. And in Nagos Mayani was wrong. So now what must the Ramon mean? He must mean the Dark Emotion must be referring to the other din, the din of the Mechavis of Dalas, the din of Tfisa. And therefore, that's what he's referring to. And the Pshat in the Ramon over here in Siv Gimel is like the Shevet Yehuda says. And therefore it comes out that you lose your status of Aninus. And then the Yehuda with his Perish Mechudosh, an interesting story he said before, is with Shitaso. That is the Gvul, the no Gvul, and therefore the Maisa, the bottom line of this whole story is that the Noda Yehuda is wrong. And that's what it comes out of the Maisa, because the Sechemet Pshat says that the Pshat, everything is wrong. The Pshat in the Agos, Maimni is incorrect. His Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah is also incorrect. And therefore, the Kaira, if this is the only thing you're hanging your head on, that is no aninus because of this other Yehuda, that there is aninus, that there is aninus, because you're malava the next to another Yehuda, forget it, you're going to lose at the end of the day. But, I will end the Shia with this, even though we just had a long, this whole detective story is here, you probably couldn't follow me, it's all printed, you look it up on the Shabbos. But, bottom line is, if you had a malava Yehuda, it would be terrible. The reason why we're not like aninus in these cases is because we said earlier that they haven't finished their spading yet, they haven't paid yet, they haven't gotten the bill yet. So the bottom line is the same, but in all these cases, until the actual kura, the status of aninus is maintained. I wish everyone a good shot. Yeah.